For this exercise, we've turned to two of Eastern Washington's legislative leaders. One is 3rd District Democratic Representative Marcus Richelli. Members of his party elected him as their whip.
So I do a lot of the vote counting. I work with members to help get their bills to the floor, and I work with our caucus to understand if we have the votes to pass a bill.
Our other tutor is 7th District Republican Representative Jacqueline Maycumber, whom members of her party elected her as their floor leader.
So the floor leader is the one when we have our floor debate that allows other members to express their concerns for their constituents and making sure that you're following the proper rules and guidelines.
Maycumber says the floor leader's job is exciting because that person helps to give legislators a forum to make their case in front of all their peers.
I've watched a debate completely change a vote by the end of the day. And it's amazing for legislators to get up there and tell the story of the people they represent, or even tell their own story and watch other members say, okay, yep, that represents my people. I will vote a different way. Then that's the moment that you're truly governing, because you're using passion and emotion, but you're doing it respectfully. And that is how we should be leading and how we should be governing.
As whip, Richelli's job is to understand how individual legislators think about the bills that work through the system.
It doesn't mean that because we're all have the same letter by our name that we all have the same thought. So we have a wide range of opinions within our Democratic caucus, and we need to understand before we head out to the floor if we have the votes to pass something. That's part of the responsibility, in my opinion, in being part of the majority and trying to govern in an efficient way.
Besides whip and floor leader, there are other leadership positions, including the caucus chairs. Maycumber says those are the legislators who lead the meetings, in her case, of House Republicans.
So making sure that they're, you know, everyone has their time to speak, and then he uses a gavel and preside just like the floor, we do that in the caucus.
She says the caucus chair has other duties, too, including making sure that legislators get to the meetings they need to be at and to make sure they're prepared.
There's a lot of conversation that occurs with your caucus explaining fully the benefits or the negative aspect of every single bill that comes up, every single bill, which is enormous in some years. It could be thousands.
And then there are the party leaders, the majority and minority leaders.
The leader is, responsible for leading the caucus and handling a lot of the media relations, and really goes over strategy, meets with the other side frequently, and really sets the agenda.
There are also deputy leaders. The Republicans' deputy leader is Maycumber's 7th District seatmate, Representative Joel Kretz. Marcus Richelli says he sought a leadership position to ensure that Spokane's and Eastern Washington's interests are represented when Democratic leaders set their agenda.
I'm also a problem solver. I get to work a lot with my colleagues. And I think I work well with both sides. And some of my work is working with the other side, too, regarding things that happen with floor action or potential bills that may or may not come up.
In the House, the majority party also has the Speaker of the House and pro tem speakers who preside over the body when the Speaker hands them the gavel. Richelli's 3rd District seatmate, Andy Billig, was elected by his fellow Democrats as the Senate Majority Leader. The gavels drop on January 11th for both the Washington and Idaho legislatures. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.